This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. What's St. Patrick's Day without shamrocks? Shamrock is a kind of slurred pronunciation of the Irish word shamrock, meaning little clover. It's really white clover, also known as Trifolium repens, a three-leaved plant that was thought of as a weed. It's also related to oxalis, also called shamrock. I have a super cool video of how the plant closes its leaves at night. Back to the history. It was the Celtic Druids who started the shamrock on its path to Irish glory. They believed the number three to be a perfect number, and as such, to have inherent mystical powers. No one's quite sure why they believed this, but it's possible the number signified the totality of the past, present, and future, or sky, earth, and underground. Whatever the reason, the Celts attached great significance to the number. It's also known to have represented the rebirth of spring and later became Ireland's national symbol of pride. In ancient days, the Celts believed that white clover warded off evil spirits. It does attract pollinators. With its three leaves, it also became a symbol of the Holy Trinity to early Christians. White clover is considered a beneficial plant to organic lawn care because it fixes nitrogen. Simply put, it keeps your soil in better shape than your lawn does. White clover is an excellent forage crop for livestock and is considered survival food due to its high protein and abundance. For today, I'm going to believe in shamrocks and leprechauns with pots of gold at the end of some distant rainbow. Seed starting season is upon us. Gertens carries a huge selection of seeds from veggies to flowers to herbs and microgreens. Their selections carry the highest germination rate. They also carry all the essentials you need for seed starting success. Available in-store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.